Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. Welcome back. Moolala Money Made Simple is brought to you in part by Credit Canada. I am the CEO of the organization, and we are Canada's longest standing nonprofit credit counseling agency. Our mission is to help people get out of debt so they can get back into life. Listen, debt is a brutal reality for millions of Canadians. It starts to pile on for lots and lots of different reasons: job loss, divorce, illness, bad luck, you name it. Our accredited credit counselors are available to help you understand your current financial situation and take you through all your options on how to move forward. And there really are options out there. So go to creditcanada.com. We are nonprofit. As I said, the counseling is free and judgment free. Food delivery has become very, very popular over the last couple of years for good reason, right? And there are a bunch of different options to get dinner at your door, but those options come at a cost. So how do you know if they're right for you, right for your family, whether they're worth paying for? Lisa Hannum is the executive editor of Money Sense, and she joins us now to talk about that. Hi there, Lisa.
Hi, thank you for having me, Bruce.
I hope the research involved you being able to expense vast amounts of meal kits and Uber Eats. And did you get to test everything and put it on the company?
Mostly it was just research through experts, but definitely a little taste testing here.
A little taste. That's how you justify it. You're like, I totally have to do this. So I'm going to create an artificial distinction here that there are sort of three things we'll talk about. Food delivery from a grocery store, like grocery delivery from a grocery store, restaurant delivery of a prepared meal, and it could be delivered by DoorDash or Skip or Uber Eats, and then meal kits that you have to prep alone. And why I say I'm creating an artificial distinction is anyone who's been out there knows that you can get a meal kit from a restaurant, you can get Uber to pick out your groceries. So it's not super simple, but I do want to start with meal kits because I don't get it. It is expensive. And you still have to do the work. How, in your research, how much does this cost? Like, isn't that the easiest one to eliminate from your budget?
Well, I think it really depends on like what your value is, right? So there are people who probably work long hours and, or maybe just aren't skilled in the kitchen. And right. So then the idea of having something that they can just quickly put together into a pan is something that they would seek value in and wouldn't mind paying the cost of that. It ranges really from like the cost of the groceries, as you mentioned, like groceries to meal kits, to even like to an upper level of like where you have a personal chef who is like catering these things to you, essentially based on your like food requirements, allergies. So it could really, is there a limit to how much
there is no limit, but what's the range here? Like if you were to have meal kits delivered to your house, I don't know how you think about it. Like, is it three times a week? What would that cost in a month? Like what's a way to, or per meal, or I don't even know a way to like anchor that. In dollars.
I've seen a bit of a range. Like you can like go from like $10 a meal. So depending on how many times a day you want them to send it to you, up to like 50, depending on, again, on like how catered you really want these meal kits to you. Mm-hmm.
So the food delivery thing, like the, you know, Voila or Grocery Gateway or the Click and Collect, all that, none of them work for me because I am a hunter. I am a hunter when I grocery shop. I'm like, I've tried ordering online. I do not like it. How much more does it cost to shop? Because there's, you know, there is a delivery fee typically if it's coming to your house. Were you able to figure out, you know, like what's the range?
So in Canada, that ranges from $5 to $7 for delivery fee. You may have noticed that there would be a fuel surcharge recently because of the increase in gas. It's not too much though. It's like 40 cents. I think per order. So it's nothing crazy. But you are paying for the cost of the groceries that are like in store. But the one thing you would be missing out on are those last minute deals, like cook tomorrow kind of thing at the meat counter.
Yeah.
Or like date, like you should really eat these vegetables in the next few days. Like those won't be like part of the ordering online program.
Right. So, right. And,
And I would also bet that the online experience, it's just different. It's just different. It's not going to show me that pork tenderloin is on sale and I should buy five and throw them in the freezer.
Well, if there is a sale, they will let you know. They really are like creating an experience. Like they're not intentionally creating these services for people to have a bad experience. So they really are catering. You will like, there are some, like, for example, Instacart, you can actually talk to your shopper as they're shopping. So they'll be like, oh, you wanted 12 bananas, but actually there's like a couple of green ones here. Are you okay with that? So there is like a level of service that you are getting. So you're not missing a
cost for, how much does it cost for an Instacart personal shopper?
So that, again, that's between the $5 and $7 range, depending on like where you live.
I can't imagine how anybody makes money doing that because I'd be so picky. I would say, no, I'm not going to be on the phone with you. We're on FaceTime. Show me the tomato. Squeeze it. Does it feel like the palm of your hand? Now, the other one that I hear about a lot and somewhat guiltily is restaurant food delivery. So as I said, Dash, Skip, Uber Eats, whatever. How much does that cost?
So again, that depends on where you live and like what range and distance you are. But again, same similar price range, like under $10, definitely. But it also depends on like what food it is that you're ordering and like the time of day as well. Cause if it's super busy, your food won't come right away or, you know what I mean? Like you have to sort of map it out a little bit, but it is a treat.
It is a treat. And I am willing to have it as a treat, like maybe once every 5 years or so, I'll treat myself to that. I'm kidding. More than that. Ghost kitchens are a thing. How did ghost kitchens, tell us about what they are and how they work.
So ghost kitchens are something that you won't see or know what it is. If you drive by, you definitely can't go in and pick anything up. It's through a food delivery program and it's where it's like a big room of chefs side by side cooking different dishes. And it's not branded. And so when you order your food, instead of like a driver having to go from different areas to like pick up food, they will like pick up a bunch of orders from this one place and then deliver it across like the different people that have ordered it for them. It's more of a convenience for the process, right?
And what would be the brand associated with a good ghost kitchen? Like, could it be a ghost kitchen that creates food for Subway, McDonald's, and KFC?
I don't know specifically about those brands, but definitely Kraft has done it. There is a Kitchen 57, one in Toronto, one in Montreal. And so they produce food, right? So they have access to the food. So they're hiring the chefs and bringing them all together in this one space to cook food for people.
You referenced the fuel surcharge for some of these services. What other effects is inflation having on the price of food when it is delivered to your home? I mean, of course, in the store, stuff costs more because it took more money to get the lettuce shipped up here from wherever it came from in the South.
Yeah, for sure. So we are seeing price increases in fuel, which eventually like trickles down into the food. But it also accounts into your food delivery as well. So it almost has like a double effect.
Do you tip? Are we supposed to tip? We know it's very clear in a sit-down restaurant that we are supposed to tip. What's the etiquette here?
So this was my big question when I did this, because I always feel embarrassed if I'm not tipping properly. Right. But the one great thing about these food delivery services is if you should tip it, the app will ask you that. So if you don't need to tip, you won't be asked. So there's no confusion at all.
Oh, okay. Now, I mentioned the food delivery thing. So at Credit Canada, we deal with people who are, you know, living their means for lots of different reasons. And for some, the food delivery, the restaurant delivery in particular, is a real challenge for them to wean themselves off of. If you feel like you need to reduce your reliance on these services, any insight into how you go about doing that? I mean, we're trying to get to this question of cost versus benefit, and it's such a personal decision.
It really, really is. I think you have to factor in your time and if it's taking you away from things, like if it's taking you away from your job. I'm sure maybe some of your audience has like shift work or different children that they have to watch for or anything like that. So in those cases, like the $5 to $7 could really be a convenience. If it is adding up and you're noticing that you're spending more through these apps or anything, anything when it comes to meal, like meal planning is such a huge, huge benefit into understanding food waste and food consumption. So really understanding what you're buying and if you're getting any value from it. So meal planning for sure.
Amazing. I mean, I remember when Grocery Gateway first came on the scene back in the late 90s. It's been around for ages, but now it has really become a part of our cultural fabric, all of these services. Thank you so much, Lisa.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Lisa Hannum is the executive editor of MoneySense, and go to moneysense.ca. There's a great piece that they have written on the cost, goes through all sorts of detail and includes more insight from food industry experts on the what and the why behind the cost increases that we've seen recently.
Hi, it's me, your debt. Look, we need to talk. This isn't working. The missed payments, the collection calls, and all those sleepless nights. We need nonprofit debt counseling, and I found the perfect place. Credit Canada Debt Solutions. They're non-judgmental, 100% confidential. They'll negotiate with creditors and even stop interest. Don't you want to rebuild your credit? You deserve better.
Break up with debt. Visit creditcanada.com.